Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
To the defensive side of yesterday's issue, the one thing that I will say that I absolutely agree with, I put yesterday on Kevin Stefanski and then to a lesser degree, Jim Schwartz, because I just don't think you should be going zone when you have two really strong man covers, even if, or man corners, even if Greg Newsome was a little touch and go in the second half. But I will say, if you've got, if the other team, even if they have one timeout, two timeouts, whatever it is, they need to go 80 yards. You're the best defense in the NFL. If that's true, you have to get that stop. So even though the defense isn't in my top two of my blame chart, it factors in there about, you know, three or four, because you have to get that stop if you are as good as you say you are. And all they do is say how damn good they are.
No question. You got a journeyman quarterback, a backup at this point that is getting a chance to start. He's already been injured in the game and he's asked to go 80 yards. You should stop that. Nine times out of 10, it should be easy to stop that. The surprising part to me was the idea that, and listen, Denzel Ward getting beat by Justin Jefferson isn't really a problem. The three straight completions to Jordan Addison, it happens, I guess. He's a good wide receiver, too. It's just in the totality throughout the game, how often Justin Jefferson was getting the better part of Denzel Ward.
Yeah, and here's the thing. That's the one thing I will say, because I thought Denzel did the right thing. If you do what Denzel did after the game, which is he's like, I have to do that. That's my job.
Yeah.
That's enough. I don't need to come out and scream on the radio about you because you actually said something real. You took personal ownership instead of Mr. We have to coach better, catch better, throw better, run better, squat better. Like that to me, like what Denzel showed yesterday was leadership. And it's not that you get the Peterlin pass.
No,
you do get a small, maybe you get a lessened reprimand. If in that moment, even again, I'm not putting it all on Denzel. You need to make those stops. You own that, and I can live with that a little bit more.
He was targeted 8 times, 5 completions against him, and the passer rating turned out to be about 118 in that game, which, for proper context, that would win you league MVP. Like for some reason, Denzel Ward was just not Denzel Ward yesterday, and it showed. And it showed on that final drive as well. It was just a very disappointing thing, though. But I don't think it was Stefanski thinking that the defense would rise to the occasion. I think he blundered it before we even got there.
Yeah, and I think that's, again, where the defense gets bumped down the blame org chart, because I just think, and it wasn't just, I put a lot on that 3rd and 11, because it was the most obvious case of what in the blue hell are you doing? Like, I can't lose games on coaching when you're on year 6, when Jim Schwartz is in year 3 here, when you're supposed to be the Shanahan, the McVay, the KOC, when you're supposed to be on that level, and this team needs a win. Right? Like, there are so many things that if they just win that game yesterday, that people are raving about the offense and they'd be going too far. They're raving about the defense. They'd still be going a little too far. They'd be raving about, obviously, Quinshon Judkins, who was tremendous in that game. Some of those things would be hyperbole, but that's where you want to be. And instead, we have to have a frank conversation about how you played well enough to win and the coaches took the victory from you, and you cannot do that when the number one missive this year is don't lose the locker room, because I'll tell you, and I think this is where you're going to go with this, he lost a lot of fans yesterday with the way he ended that game.
Yeah,
and there's no defending it. Like, if you defend Kevin Stefanski, I saw people throwing it to, oh, he trusted his defense. No, he butchered the clock And then he trusted his defense.
I mean, it's been people that we have both gotten into knock him out, drag him out fights over Kevin Stefanski with that yesterday. We're like, all right, I guess I lose this. Yep. I guess I can no longer have this conversation where I defend Kevin Stefanski. That's where it was yesterday. And listen, I think is this darkest before dawn? I think maybe after the Steelers game might be that point. And then the schedule will ease up, and they're probably going to have a chance to win a couple games here and there, because you play the Titans, you play the Raiders, you play all these really bad teams coming up, so they'll look better. But right now, it's the worst spot for sure.
But this is always the math that I've been playing with the Browns, is because you're coming off 3-14, because I don't think Kevin is a truly great leader of men, right? He doesn't have the same tools to pull guys back in with. Like a Vrabel does, like I think a Kevin O'Connell does.
How about Vrabel last night? My goodness.
We'll go for it.
No, not like we didn't have him in the building or anything.
Well, no. You didn't have to.
Hey, when he was in the building, did they think about talking to him about maybe being the head coach here? Did that come up at all?
I think they said something like, "Hey Kevin, we really like you. Go enjoy New England."
Was that a conversation? Oh yeah, no, it's been reported multiple places. Yeah. They never even sniffed the idea of giving him a head coaching opportunity here. So that's great. That went really well.
Maybe they were just hoping to backdoor some good clam chowder.
Maybe.
Right?
I'm sure he can send a nice gift package or something.
Like, thanks for not hiring me.
Instead of sending an edible arrangement, Boston just sends like a big pot of clam chowder.
And Sam Adams.
Some lobster bisque.
Don't forget that whole thing of the oyster crackers as well. 216-474-0092. But no, it's been really interesting to watch fans turn on him. And again, this matters because while the schedule gets easier after the Steelers game, You have to have the belief of winning. You have to have the belief that you've got the players in place. And when you start 1-4 and it's penalties, sloppy play, bad coaching, bad this, bad that, comedy of errors, it gets harder and harder to win, especially when you're coming off 3-14. And that's why yesterday was such a kick in the pants, because that can be. I'm not saying it has to be. I'm not saying it's fated to be. But that can be the turning point where this thing goes way worse than even I thought. And I said, give me the most competitive 4-13 team in America.
So here's what I'm bracing myself for. I'm bracing myself for this week when we have Ross on, when we have Albert on, when we have the big national pundits on. I'm bracing myself because I think instead of saying, yes, Stefanski blew that game, because you have to have we watch these games, you know, we take in all these games. Guys like Ross and Albert, it's a big league. They got a lot that they have to cover, right? And so I think instead of blaming Stefanski, I think they're going to make the narrative be, well, with this team, with this roster, who could have done any better? And that game yesterday is a game we got to continue to point to, because there's a million coaches that would have left you leaving with a W yesterday.
216-474-0092. Who lost the game yesterday, Stefanski or the defense? We got to get into some of the good. Not silver linings. We're not doing that. A little Quinshon Judkins love coming up. But let's go with Rick in Menor. Rick, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you doing?
Honestly, I think I'm better because I had the 3 extra hours to react to. I think if that had been a 1 p.m. kickoff, I might still be really, 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 really mad. I'm just really, really mad now.
Well, let me start off. I'm a season ticket holder of 51 years.
Well done.
And you know what I've noticed about Kevin Stefanski? Number one, he's a terrible game management coach. Just for example, we had one play where they gained 9 yards on the first play. Then there was a penalty that was pushed us back 5 additional yards. The very next play, we were called for delay of game, and he did not use a timeout to stop that penalty. At the halftime of that game, we still had 3 timeouts. He never used a timeout. He's got too much into that sheet of paper that he holds in front of his face rather than coaching the team or letting his other coaches coach the team.
So
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Well, I agree to a big degree, and actually one of the things we probably haven't, and thank you for the call, Rick, and thank you for those 51 years. One of these days, we'll get one. We'll get back to the playoffs eventually.
The Browns thank him too. That's a lot of money.
The playing for a field goal when you have the ability to march down the field in the first half, I didn't think that was a good look either. Like that, I understand you're going with a conservative game plan, but when you've got time and your offense actually had some momentum in the first half. I don't mind if you end up settling for a third for three. It felt like they were playing for three, and that's a new age coaching thing, and it does irritate the living hell out of me.
I did think they got a little scared in that. Just the idea that Gabriel almost had the interception in the very first part of that drive, and then later on in that drive, he almost had another turnover as well. It was odd because it was probably one of the better Dylan Gabriel like sequences that we saw, and he almost turned the ball over twice in that stretch. It's just different.
I was thinking back to it. Now that pisses me off, too. 216-474-0092. Let's go with Adam in Olmsted Township. Adam, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. Don't forget, this is the same coach that on first and goal from the inch line ran Flacco, second and goal from the inch line ran Flacco, and then threw to a backup center thinking he was just going to trick the world. This guy is a goon. It can't be ignored anymore. He thinks he's too smart for everybody. He can't just play basic football. He's got his face buried in that sheet and on a computer. Just, if you want to do all the computer, just have the computer coach the game. What's the point of even having him on the sideline then?
I mean, don't give NFL owners that out because they absolutely will start trying to do that to cut costs. Adam, we appreciate you, buddy.
Some teams have kind of thought about that stuff, right? Like for years, I used to always say you just need to go to MIT and hire a game theorist and just have them on the sidelines and have them tell them the right times to take the timeout and not, because right now we're doing a lot of complaining about timeouts and delay of game penalties where you should have used timeouts. That stuff can all be fixed. You can't hire guys to tell you the right time, and teams are doing this. With Stefanski, it goes more to the idea that just his play calling was awful. And you had as many third down conversions as you did fourth down conversions. Like, you're just not going to win football games that way.
They are still paying Paul D. Podesta, right? Right?
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, he's made Haslam some money, so why don't we just slide him right into a head coach role? You know why I'm saying that, right? Because we could fire him in 2 years. Finally, we'd be able to get rid of him.
We could just get rid of him.
By the way, I don't think Kevin is too smart. I don't think he's... I don't think it's the I'm smarter than you thing, but I do think he's very stubborn.
I think he's cocky, too, in a way that people don't want to admit.
Yeah. So maybe it is. Maybe if he's stubborn and he's cocky, maybe it is the I'm smarter than you thing. But it's weird to watch him vacillate between I'm incredibly... conservative, I'm incredibly stubborn, and then on 3rd and 11, I'm going to try and win the game with one pass with a rookie quarterback whose big problem seems to be the exact throw he was trying to make.
It just doesn't make any sense. All game, he didn't let Dylan Gabriel do anything like that, and when he did, he sailed the ball 25 feet high because he's 3 feet tall, and so when he throws the ball, he's going to always airmail it.
By the way,
that's a reality for him.
If they had won, I was going to look right into that camera, right to YouTube, and say... Because you won, because Dylan was good enough to win, I'm not going to call him Timu Tua anymore. I can't have that conversation anymore.
Oh, I initially called him Welfare Tua.
Little guy.
Did you call him Timu Tua?
So I couldn't remember.
That's harder to say.
It is, but I think it stings harder. But you know why I came up? Because I couldn't remember what you called him.
Oh, okay.
At one point, I thought you called him Welfare Tua.
Welfare Tua.
And then it was Discount Tua, and so I just came up with Timu Tua.
We really hung on to Welfare Tua for the large portion of the last part of him being at Oregon.
And I think we have a real point there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.